From the newsroom at news.com.au.
This is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday, the 21st of December. Well, Sydney Airport was packed with travellers yesterday as people fled the city amid a worsening virus outbreak. Many seized what could be their last chance to travel interstate as tough new border restrictions continued to be announced throughout the day. It comes as New South Wales recorded 30 new coronavirus cases yesterday, with 28 of them linked to the Avalon cluster. There have now been a total of 68 cases associated with that cluster. Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews declared red zones in New South Wales, barring residents from Greater Sydney and the Central Coast from entering the state in a press conference yesterday afternoon. Shortly after, South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall announced a hard border between anyone from the Northern Beaches area. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk confirmed it would also be closing the border to New South Wales residents in Greater Sydney from 1 a.m. Monday. Queenslanders currently in New South Wales will be given until 1 a.m. tomorrow to get home. Overseas now, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has cancelled Christmas for 18 million people in England, with London and the southeast of the country to be plunged into a new Tier 4 lockdown. Have a listen to a little of what he said.
We must, I'm afraid, look again at Christmas. And as Prime Minister, it's my duty to take difficult decisions, to do what is right to protect the people of this country.
We'll take a break.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment now, and Ariana Grande is closing out 2020 with a bang. The pop star, who is getting ready to tell all in her highly anticipated Netflix documentary, Excuse Me, I Love You, seemingly shared a major update in her life. She's engaged to boyfriend Dalton Gomez. A source close to Ariana confirmed that she and the real estate broker have taken the next step in their relationship, saying, "It's a happy time. Everyone is happy. Families are happy." Finishing with sport, and Cricket Australia is bracing itself for the distinct possibility that the Sydney Test could be moved. Cricket Australia's preferred options would be to still play in Sydney or to change the order of the third and fourth test to allow for border crossings. However, if numbers continue to grow in New South Wales, the options ahead of Cricket Australia include staging two tests in Melbourne, two in Brisbane, or returning to Adelaide. We'll keep you posted on that one. And we're giving you the chance to win a share of $5,000. Head over to news.com.au/win to enter our Christmas cash giveaway. That's it from the newsroom. We'll have another update in the arvo.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.